got into a car accident. And the cops are here, and since the car is your name, they're about to take me to jail. And come on, you're a lawyer. Come on, you gotta stop playing. Come on, get down here. It's like, okay, son, we have two cars. Which one do you have? The one you just finished paying off yesterday? Okay. Well, let me read this transcript back to you if I could. You just woke me up at 3:30 in the morning to tell me you just got into an accident with the car that I just made the last payment on. If I don't come down to get you, you're going to spend the night in jail. Is that about right? He's like, yeah. Well, ask yourself this question. Where are you safer? He's still locked up right now getting passed around for cigarettes and Oreo cookies. Conversation would have went, hello, Colonel Shabazz, you have your son down here at the jail. Well, he's allergic to carrots. Click. They look over at my mother and say, hey, they got your son down at the jail. And she says, well, did you tell him about the carrots? You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. My parents didn't screw around. My mom and dad said, like, we are not your friends. Our job is not to make sure you have a happy childhood. Our job is to make sure you're not a statistic. Thank you very much. Plain and simple. My sister one day kind of mouthed off of my mom one day. My mom went to smack her. My sister said, you can't hit me because I'll call the child police. My mother said, go right ahead. They're on speed dial. They're number one. Travel agents number two. So after they come take your black ass away, your father and I are going to go celebrate and go to the Bahamas for a while for vacation. Ladies and gentlemen, my parents, between the two of them, had 12 children. Do you really think they're going to be missing somebody? It got so bad that the child police people put like a call block on our phone. They were like, no, Mr. Shabazz, we are not taking your children again. You are keeping them. My father would come downstairs, look at the carton of milk, and pray somebody's face was on it that he right up. Like, ah, god damn it, they're all still here. No, my parents are really awesome, totally. Mom, wonderful person. Matter of fact, just got married. September 5th, and my lovely wife is right over there. She came out to the show tonight, so give her a round of applause. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the most patient black woman east of the Mississippi River. God love her. On our first date, a couple years ago, we're sitting down, and after about an hour of dealing with me, she's like, you know what, Abdul? You're rude, you're arrogant, you're conceited, you're self-centered. And I was like, you're the smartest woman I've ever met. Will you marry me? Ironically, she did, so God love her. No, it is interesting because, you know, they say, you know, get married, things change, really. Not much, because we got married a little bit older, so you kind of avoid all that, you know, sort of stupid stuff that you deal with. I mean, and, you know, really happy that I married her, because my dating life wasn't all that great. It got so bad that I started dating homeless women. I mean, not that it was all that bad. I mean, after a date, you could drop them off anywhere in town, it was no big deal. See you at the viaduct tomorrow, I guess. Joke is so wrong. Oh gosh. So you guys are Colts fans, I'm gonna assume? Chicago Bears. Sorry. That's where I grew up. So you know, again, Gallup's got this fondness for your home team, but it's interesting because recently in the Chicago metropolitan area, as you guys know how the cities shake down the western suburbs, it's up against a lot of forestry and a lot of country, so they're really having this bear problem. And so what they realized is, keep the bears out of people's yards, they just put up a goalpost, and the bears would never cross. can't tell that joke off of IA. Just doesn't go over the way it did. No, actually, I'm more of a baseball fan than anything else. Not a Cubs fan, but people actually know how to play baseball. So, sorry. I mean, no, I take that back. I apologize. I did tell my sister when she got married a couple years ago, no, that I really like her husband because he's a Cubs fan. That means you can disappoint him year after year after year, and he will never leave. Honey, can we have sex tonight? No. Oh, well, maybe next year. You guys are a good crowd. Give yourself a round of applause. Thank you. Some days at work, the humor gets too sophisticated. You guys are a pretty sharp crowd. So. Like I said, getting back to my son, like I said, he's not a bad kid, but what he really does, he reminds me of my brother. And I think that's where he got a lot of his bad habits from. Because my brother is like the biggest conspiracy theorist of the entire world. He is a firm believer that anything bad that has ever happened to black people, O.J. Simpson, Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson, Well, Michael Jackson's only half our problems. You know, there's like some conspiracy there by some white guy. We are, a couple years ago, my mom, we're all home for Chicago Thanksgiving. We're shopping at the grocery store. You know, just picking up the usual stuff, those last minute Thanksgiving things. My brother's walking through every aisle, pointing out every conspiracy theory against black people that has ever existed. See, Abdul, why is the white rice called enriched, but the brown rice is called wild? Section. Why is a white cake called Angel's Food Cake, but the black cake is called Devil's Food Cake? I'm like, you know, just getting out of this really bad Black Panther party and just going horribly. So we get home and you know, drop off the groceries. So we take my little nephew to the local rec center because, you know, kill some time. You know, want to teach him to go play pool. Eight ball. Wrong move. Because my brother proceeded to tell my 8-year-old nephew that pool was a racist game. Because he said in pool, I am not making this up, true story, the object is for the white ball to knock all the balls of color off of the green table, which represents the world. If the world was flat, this is 1490, but my brother never said a fucking history either. So the white ball knocks all the balls of color off of the green table, and the last ball to get knocked in is black ball. I said, okay, fair enough. How do you explain bowling? You guys went to part two, you're way ahead of the rest of the crowd. Ask my brother, how do you explain bowling? He's like, Abdul, what do you mean? He's like, well, in bowling doesn't everything even out. Because in bowling, the object's for a large black ball, not for a bunch of white pens with red decks. It's okay to laugh at that, people. I know Barack's president, but it's still okay. We're cool. See, it's all right. You get affirmative action and a tax cut. It's the best of both worlds. Really is. Of course, all the joke always makes the Martinsville people nervous. But then again, they're still calling Barack Obama Cassius Clay. So, it is what it is. Give yourselves a round of applause for coming out to support the comedy appreciate it. Just a couple things before we get started this evening. As you notice, at your table, we have these little cards that you can fill out with a golf pen. Don't cheat, so it's not necessary. Fill these out with your name, address, and zip code, and give us your birthday list, and we have, like, you know, drawings that we do for free tickets. Also, if you go to Facebook, Crackers Comedy Club is on Facebook, and you RSVP Tammy Pescoletti, you can get some free tickets to the show. So, like I said, you know, this is comedy. Who doesn't like having free tickets? Worst case scenario, give them somebody you can't stand and get them the fuck out of your face. So, there are a couple different things you can do. So, are you guys ready to have a good time this evening? Please say yes. Well, before we bring up our headliner this evening, you're going to enjoy our feature act. He did a really great job last night. I enjoyed talking to him backstage. He was also labeled the funniest man in Cincinnati, and he is not Jerry Springer. So, God bless America for that. Ladies and gentlemen, please big round of applause for Gabe Pia.
Good job. Are you ready for a break?